Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, the new schedule calls for New York City schools to open a week from Monday, but not all of the school buildings and classrooms are ready. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb joins us now. Rich, you heard from the mayor and others today about how things are shaping up. So what do you got?
Well, first, the scale of it makes a mind-blowing undertaking out of the whole thing. So there are 1,485 school buildings in the system with 64,550 classrooms. Each has been just inspected to determine whether their ventilation is working. The mayor reported that 96% of those are ready to go. That sounded good until Chancellor Richard Carranza was pressed about what that means in raw numbers. It turns out 2,800 or so classrooms still need work. But the chancellor assured the public that the vast majority of those classrooms that do need additional attention face repairs he termed as minor. He added, in those, only little things need to be done. By the way, the mayor and the chancellor noted that parents can find the results for particular schools at schools.nyc.gov.
So it seems to be, Rich, a case of the school system checking out its buildings and determining whether they're set to go. Is that right?
Well, Linda, that's true to some extent. But from the beginning of the exercise of inspecting the ventilation systems, the city has employed independent experts and outside engineers. And today, the CEO of the School Construction Authority went out of her way to note that the unions have been in the schools checking the classrooms themselves, and she says the administration and the unions, as she put it, have been bringing red flags to one another. So it would seem there are some checks and balances here.
And Rich, many parents are trying to go back to full-time work, and they're worried about childcare. Anything on that today?
There was, but it might not be to everybody's liking. The mayor said the long-promised free child care will only offer 30,000 slots for kids come September 21st. Eventually, the mayor said, it will have 100,000 spots by the end of December. The mayor noted the spots will be allocated to the parents who are in greatest need. For instance, a child who has a parent or parents who are first responders. Why only 30,000 slots? The mayor said, starting something from scratch is a huge endeavor.
It's WCBS reporter Rich Lamb.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.